IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, let there be light. And there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint.
A critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. With me, Mohammed Jad, hosting this program, and my guest speakers as always, Syed Abdullah and Brother Yasser. Assalamu alaikum, Syed Abdullah, and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And Brother Yasser, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to the studio.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear Brother Muhammad Jawad. It's a pleasure to be with you.
And thank you very much. The pleasure is all mine. Well, one of the movies with religious themes was The Ninth Gate, produced in 1999, directed by Roman Polanski, that we started criticizing from the last episode onward. Before we, delve into the critique of this movie, let's take a listen to a short part of this movie, and then we'll be back with this question and the answers from my guest speaker. So don't go away.
In Baudin, we find one of the first definitions of the word witch. I quote, "A witch is a person who, though cognizant of the laws of God, endeavors to act through the medium of a pact with the devil."
Back to the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. With me, Mohammed Jawad, hosting this program, and my guest speakers, Brother Yasser and Sayyid Abdullah. One of those movies, as we promised, was The Ninth Gate, produced in 1999 and directed by Roman Polanski with a religious theme, of course. And we criticized it from the last episode onward. Brother Yasser, you know, there is a part that I want to draw your attention to, and that is the part where there's a lecturer, and he's talking about the definition of witch and witchcraft. My question is that, in this modern time, are witches for real?
Definitely.
Well, couldn't sciences such as chemistry, for example, right, account for magic? Like, in the olden times, they used to talk about alchemy, turning, for example, stones into gold, right? But they didn't know chemistry or chemical processes, for example.
Chemical
or
reactions.
They were not familiar with, those actions and reactions which were happening between the elements and the stuff, right? So because of their lack of knowledge, they considered those acts as magic, right? So my question is that, well, isn't it because of this that the people in the past used to call it magic, but now you can call it a scientific experiment?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. That's maybe a simple answer, but it will not answer all of it. I'm sure there were certain things, because obviously, again, we are just dealing with narrational material, something that has been passed down from generation to generation that has come to us. Yes, there may have been certain things that people that have discovered that certain things, if you place them together, create a certain result. That is not magic. That is not what is termed as magic also. And that is just, this simple chemical reactions that, happens because of placing two or three or four different material elements together. And that's what the reaction that comes about. Magic is when you take something that is not material and you create it causes something to occur. For example, we have in the Quran the story of the two angels who came to Babylon and who taught the people there how to separate man from wife. That is magic. I mean, you create what? A barrier between love between two people. You created that barrier. You created something that
this manipulate the world around you.
You manipulate it, but obviously understanding this manipulation is not accidental.
Mm-hmm.
It is based on cause and effect.
Right.
Right. Everything in this world is based on cause and effect. So therefore, what is entirely, like, one of the reasons that is given is this. Traditional shamans, right, in other cultures, of how did they get their particular kind of qualities or magical
right.
spells and whatnot? It's passed down from person to person. How did this happen? By experience.
Mm-hmm.
The shaman before him tried certain things. Another thing important to note in all of these demonic movies is the concept of the pronunciation of a certain, whatever you want to call it, phrase.
Right.
There's a word for it, I can't remember, an utterance. There's a particular word for that when that is done. It's not in my mind right now. But it shows the impact of words on the material world. I give you an example from Islam. When you get married, what happens? Ankahtu.
Yeah.
One word. Another guy says kabiltu. One sentence and one word. But one sentence and one word, you create a foundation of what? Of society. Words have meaning. There's a joke. I'll say this joke and then I'll end.
Yeah.
Good to say a joke sometimes. So a same person goes and he says, okay, he goes to a group of scholars and he goes to them and he says, how can you say the words have effects? So the scholar says that one of his students gets up and he says something to the, he swears basically.
Yeah.
He swears the person the question. So the guy gets red and says, how can you say that to me? But you said words don't have effects.
Yeah.
So in this,
you got red.
Yeah, you got red. He said, but it affected you.
Yeah.
So anyway, so what happens is because, again, I don't want to say chance because it's not by chance.
Yeah.
As this movie clearly showed, the movie previously also clearly showed.
Yes.
That there is definite influence by certain beings, whatever you want to call them,
yeah.
demons, genies, whatever. Right. Who influenced this particular person who's, this is important, who's trying to do this.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking for it.
Yeah.
If you look for it, you're going to find it.
Mm-hmm. Seekers
right?
are fine.
Yeah. Right? So there is nothing in this world is by chance. So there is, so a person looking for, okay, how to manipulate rain, for example, how to manipulate this, how to manipulate that.
So remembrance, zikr, or du'as, you know, play the same role.
One way, it's in this sense, it's a defensive mechanism. Not even that. Your beliefs is a defense mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
What you believe in.
Right.
Because why? That magic is not affecting your body. It's mm-hmm. affecting your soul. Your soul is formed of your beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a strong belief, like those angels that said that this will not affect the muttaqeen, it will not affect the believers. Why? Because they have a belief system where their souls are protected by their belief. It's not protected. It is formed of those beliefs.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay, this is a long discussion.
Yeah.
I went off the topic. I apologize.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Let's take a short break by listening to a part of the movie, The Ninth Gate, produced in 1999, directed by Roman Polanski, and then we'll be back. Don't go away.
The Nine Gates is a kingdom of shadows.
You're familiar with it.
Yes, Venice, 1666. The author and printer, Aristide Torchi, was burned by the Holy Inquisition, together with all his works. Only three copies survived.
Back to the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio with me, Mohammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Brother Yasser and Said Abdullah, my guest speakers in the program, helping me criticize the movie The Knife Gate, produced in 1999 and directed by Roman Polanski. Said Abdullah, I'm going to ask you about, the nine gates of the Kingdom of Shadows. This is a book of magic spells and invocations that they're talking about very much in this movie, The Ninth Gate. They say it exists, and it's been authored by Aristide Torquia, as they claim, and I've searched on the internet.
Hmm.
All right. So what do you know about this book? Do we know that such books, books of magic spells exist?
Yeah, definitely. There are very, very powerful magic books that existed. If you do a bit of search online, you'll find a few of them. And I think the two most powerful books ever written, I think they were written by Arabs in terms of magic. One of them is Shamsul Ma'arif, and I forgot the other one, which was more ancient. And they're extremely destructive, extremely powerful books.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of, I mean, obviously now the copies that we, the first one is, it's, I don't know what they said, the Vatican took it or something. The ones that we have now of Shamsul Ma'arif is just a fabricated one.
Mm-hmm.
So the existence of magic books, yes, it did, they did exist from back in the day. I think if we date it back, it goes back to Solomon,
mm-hmm.
because he's the one who gathered all the magic books and he had them locked up. But the minute he died, these books were taken and they were distributed among the Jews. And they started the Kabbalah and the black magic and what have you. So there were books that written that are extremely destructive in nature.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with the story that we have today, the Nine Gate itself, is it like revolving around one of these books in reality or not? That's a matter of research. But the Nine Gates of Shadows don't exist anyway. That's mm-hmm. the concept. We don't have something called Nine Gates of Shadows. There's only heaven and hell. And heaven, maybe it has eight gates into it, or hell, it might have 16 gates into it, but they all lead to the same place. But not in the way they make it sound in the movie.
Thank you very much. Let's take a break by listening to a part of the movie, The Ninth Gate, produced in 1999, directed by Roman Polanski, and then we'll come back with the question and the criticism and the answers from my guest speaker, so don't go away.
Ever heard of the Delimonicon?
I've heard of it, yes. It's a myth, isn't it? A book reputed to have been written by Satan himself.
No myth. That book existed. Tolkien actually acquired it.
Back to the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. With me, Marjad, hosting this program, and Syed Abdullah and Brother Yasser, my guest speakers. We are criticizing the movie The Ninth Gate, produced in 1999, directed by Roman Polanski. Brother Yasser, a quite relevant question. I mean, a question which is related to the previous one that I asked Syed Abdullah about the magic book. There is a lecturer and the book dealer, both of them are talking about the book called Delimonicon. And they claim, or some claim, that it was written by Satan himself. Is that true? As far as I know by research, of course, it is used in the teachings of Satanists. Or is it a myth?
Again, if such a book actually existed by the hand of the devil, it's not something that is known. Like, for example, in the Quran or the Hadith, it's not spoken of. But it's not something far-fetched also. What I mean by the devil himself says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will go in every direction to try and deviate them from your path. Right? Clearly, you know.
Yeah.
The devil himself, Shaitan, the actual head of those who are against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a very fascinating being. How many people amongst that, because they had a conversation with God. Yeah. Not many people can say that.
Yeah.
This is the devil. Say, I had a conversation with God.
Mm-hmm.
And God gave me one promise also. He gave me and he promised me that one of my requests will be accepted.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fascinating being, this.
Yeah.
If you actually had to understand this particular creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyway, but one of the things that we have to understand that in Islam, because Islam obviously is a newer religion compared to Christianity, the work that is done on angels and demons is a lot less. Maybe because also the Islam didn't focus on it as much, whereas the Christian church has focused on it.
Yeah.
And they have a whole section on angelology and demonology. We don't.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe something that, you know, can be opened up. It's something for the ulama. But also in terms of protecting the people, the ulama may not allow it. Because, yes, it's very dangerous.
Yeah.
It's not simple stuff. You know, it's
tricky
route. I mean, for example, in jurisprudence, we have this teaching. That yes, in Jurus you have a whole thing of magic exists, black magic exists, but then you also have white magic, which is the counter to it, which is what the angels of Babylon taught the people.
Yeah,
They taught the people this white. True. The whole thing was about it. There was black magic. They were taught this white magic to counter it. So even in fiqh, we have this thing that a person who has the ability to learn, so one person who has the ability to learn this skill must learn it.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore it's very possible in every period, in every era, there are certain individuals who are not known.
Yes.
But they have the ability to, and they know these white arts against the dark arts.
Yeah.
So it's very possible that, yes, the devil has his minions, both the jinn and men, as we clearly know from the Holy Quran.
Yes.
And he may have given them this ilhamat, or this, what you may call it, these inclinations and these things to write this down, and it's not far-fetched.
Inspirations, yeah. Thank you very much, Brother Yasser and Syed Abdullah, for your nice contribution to the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, in which we try to criticize the movie The Ninth Gate, produced in 1999, directed by Roman Polanski. Of course, we haven't come to the end of its criticism, so we need to, criticize it more in the upcoming episode. Thank you very much for listening to us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Men who have been burned alive for just a glimpse of what you are about to witness.